This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For the full show and archives, visit jodcast.net.
In the news this month, the first generation of monster stars, and the new address for the Milky Way. As any astronomer will confidently tell you, we are all made of stars. That is to say, our constituent atoms, carbon, oxygen, nitrogen, calcium and the rest, were all created by nuclear interactions occurring within stars, and for elements heavier than iron, in exploding stars, known as supernovae. It is therefore possible to deduce a lot of information about a star by measuring the relative quantities of elements inside it, and the older a star is, the more heavy elements it will contain. But if we go back far enough, it stands to reason that the first stars after the Big Bang could only contain the elements that were formed at that point in time, hydrogen, helium, and a very small amount of lithium. Simulations of stellar evolution have predicted that the first generation of stars would be gigantic, with some being more than 100 times bigger than the Sun. The thing about stars, though, is that the bigger they are, the shorter their lifetime. So these behemoths would have only lasted a few million years before exploding into supernovae, releasing the heavier elements they'd formed into the universe and seeding the next batch of stars. At least, that's how the theory goes. But no evidence for the existence of such massive stars has previously been found. A team of astronomers at the National Astronomical Observatory in Tokyo, led by Wako Aoki, think they're onto something, though. Practicing what could be called stellar archaeology, they have found clues to the existence of the first generation of massive stars by studying a very old star that could be a direct descendant of the old giants. Small, slow-burning stars such as this one can have an extremely long lifespan, with the oldest having been around for about 13 billion years. They're almost as old as the universe itself. Previous studies have used these stars to figure out the chemical composition of the early universe and trace its evolution. The proportions of elements in the stars studied, however, had so far not provided evidence in favour of the existence of truly gigantic stars. The star analysed by Aoki and his team proved to be somewhat different. Originally found by the Sloan Digital Sky Survey, SDSS J0018-0939 was analysed using a spectrograph located on the island of Mauna Kea, Hawaii. The results showed that the star had a very distinct chemical profile, containing a much higher abundance of iron relative to lighter elements such as carbon or magnesium. This implies that the mass of the star was formed from was the result of a specific kind of supernova, known as a pair instability supernova. Pair instability supernovae only occur in very massive stars, where the temperature in the core gets so high that the photons inside the star, which supply radiation pressure required to stop the star collapsing inwards due to gravity, spontaneously convert into electron-positron pairs. Now this removes the radiation pressure and triggers a runaway collapse followed by a violent explosion of the core. The iron present in the core would then be flung out rather than sucked back in to form a black hole, which is what happens in lower-energy supernovae. The unique iron abundances in J0018-0939 suggest that a huge star, ending its life in a pair instability supernova, was responsible for its formation. Given the advanced age of the observed star, its parent star would effectively meet the criteria for being one of those first gigantic stars. There are some caveats to the theory, though. This is only one star amongst many, many others, and a statistical sample would have to be built up to be able to state with any accuracy that this is the explanation for the observed abundances. Furthermore, Aoki acknowledges that some aspects of the element profile are still unexplained. There is still plenty of work to be done, and models need to be improved before clear conclusions can be reached. Future telescopes, such as the James Webb Space Telescope, will be able to provide more stars for study, and may even be able to witness the explosive deaths of the first stars directly, in light coming from the most distant galaxies. Seeing those supernovae will be irrefutable proof of the existence of the first generation giants. In other news, astronomers have mapped the supercluster of galaxies that contains our own Milky Way, and they have defined a new way to separate one supercluster from another. Using a database compiling galaxy velocities, they constructed a three-dimensional field of galaxy flow and density, effectively trying to understand the large-scale motion that gravity imprints on all the galaxies. This so-called movement map takes into account all matter with gravitational pull, meaning it also accounts for the effect of dark matter. The map shows flow lines, which trace the general movement of galaxies, and defines boundaries between clusters as points on the map where the lines diverge or go in different directions. The researchers found that, using this definition, The Virgo supercluster that is usually defined as the supercluster containing our own Milky Way becomes simply a subset of a larger supercluster, which they dubbed Laniakea, which is Hawaiian for immeasurable heaven. The research team is based at the University of Honolulu. 100 times the size of Virgo, Laniakea is 520 million light-years across and contains the mass of 100 million billion suns, so that's 10 to the 17 times the mass of the sun. However, other research on superclusters is ongoing, and this find is unlikely to be the final word on the matter.